All right. By the way, you're listening to The Huddle with Rich and Arnie right here at 101.3 ESPN as we go to our ESPN Major League Baseball Insider, Buster Olney. Buster, big happenings here. What did you think of the Sale trade right off the bat? Everybody thinking it puts us the Red Sox number one right now.
Well, I don't think there's any question. You look at it on paper, absolutely, for 2017. When you know, last year they scored 101 runs more than any other team in the American League. And now you have a rotation that's fronted by David Price and Rick Porcello and Chris Sale, and you got All-Star Stephen Wright at number four, and you get to choose from three other veterans to, you know, fill out your rotation. Very underrated trade yesterday for Tyler Thornburg, reliever from Milwaukee, and you have this great lineup, which I don't think there's any – Mitch Moreland is going to help because he can provide some defense. On paper – in 2017, it's better. I will tell you, people with other teams are shocked at how much talent the Red Sox have traded away in the last 13 months. And I think you got to give Ben Cherington, their former general manager, a lot of credit for building up this incredible farm system.
Do you get the feeling, Buster, too, with all of this, that when all these guys are up and the team is so you know, and guys are older, you know, Betts, Bogarts, they start getting a little bit older, and then maybe on the downside, we're talking way down the line here in their cases, but do you feel like by then the Red Sox will have replenished their farm system anyway and that this is just the beginning of some really good times at Fenway?
It's hard to say, and I'll be the killjoy and just point out that I think in each of the last 6 years, I'll be the Debbie Downer. Each of the last 6 years, the team that we perceive to have won the offseason loses in the regular season. You know, 2010-11, we're talking about, wow, the Red Sox got Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford. I think I led that parade. That didn't turn out so well in 2011. You remember when the Angels signed Albert Pujols and C.J. Wilson, the Marlins signed a bunch of guys. They were terrible. I could go through subsequent years, but you guys get the point.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a guarantee when you get a guy in an offseason that you're going to be set up for the World Series. And let's face it, part of the reason why the White Sox are moving Sale, and I know this for a fact, is there are some really important people in their organization who absolutely believe that with those funky mechanics that he has, that he is a major candidate for a blowout with his elbow. One of the evaluators mentioned to me that when Tim Lincecum was drafted, everybody said when he was drafted, wow, he's a little guy. How long can he maintain that velocity?
Yeah.
And you know what? He was great for 5 years, and then he fell off the map. And I think that what you saw from the White Sox was their feeling was, we're not going to be good. Let's make sure we move him before that happens.
Wow, Buster Olney joining us here on the Huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. Buster, we're selling our T-shirts here now that's for $19.99 called You Have Me Thinking. Did you see that David Ortiz comment? You have me thinking? What's he talking about? Is he coming back or is he teasing the Red Sox fans? And you can get your tickets or you can get your T-shirts extra large, though.
I wrote in my column today that this would be one where, look, and I told you guys all summer, I had a lot of conversations with David. I'd see him. Are you gonna come back? You know, when he's hitting 320, you're like, are you sure you don't want to come back? Are you sure you don't want to come back? And every time he would talk about the pain that he's had in his foot and, all those things, and he was absolutely at peace with it. But here's the thing. At the end of the year, I asked him, okay, now that you are, going to retire, are you going to have some sort of a medical procedure that'll ease the pain? And he goes, no, he said, I don't need one. My feet are okay. He said, I only hurt when I play baseball. And we know how great he was. You know, had 87 extra base hits and 86 strikeouts last year. If you can play to that degree and you see this team on the field, are you kidding? Yeah, I think if you're the Red Sox in the back of your mind, kind of holding open his locker just in case he changes his mind.
What do you think about the tweet? Do you think he's serious? Was he joking? Is it is he just putting out feelers to see what the reaction would be?
And I say this, I love David. David loves being in the middle of the conversation. and I have wondered, as we go along through this winter, how that adjustment will be if he's not in the middle of the conversation. And as I say, no one questions whether or not he can still play.
Yeah.
So I don't rule out the possibility that he could wake up one day and say, you know what? I love the way that team looks. I want to try to win a World Series. Let's go.
Wow.
Yeah, Buster, the thing was, when we saw it, the reaction in here has been, A, he's absolutely coming back. B, Maybe. And C, it doesn't mean a thing. I was the guy in the middle, because I think if Ortiz is going to send that out, you think that's a bit of a gamble if he's just kidding? He knows that there's going to be backlash on that if he's kidding.
I agree with you. And I, you know, at some point, too, you know, all summer when I'd see him and you'd see him walk and he was in pain, he's been away from it for 2 months now, right?
Yeah.
His feet are probably feeling pretty good. He's probably beginning to wonder, now, why was it I retired again?
Yeah.
I love it.
Hey, we got you a couple of minutes late because you had a breaking development. What was that?
Well, no, I just I was waiting for a conversation with a source, and I had the conversation. I will tell you, you know, a lot of people around today, the big move was the Colorado Rockies signing in Desmond. Yeah. I think people around baseball were shocked that the Rockies gave up what they gave up, the 11th overall pick, plus a lot of money. And everyone here in the hotel is waiting for the decision to come down from Kenley Jansen, from Aroldis Chapman, on where they're going to sign. The perception is that the Marlins are going to get one and the Yankees are going to get the other.
Wow. Wow. Is that the next big move in Major League Baseball meetings or what?
No doubt about it. You know, those are the two big names to come off the board next.
How about, did you find the Dan Duquette comment a little strange today? I mean, is that a good idea, a good precedent?
I suspect that if you look at the letter of the law, that he's probably going to get a letter from the commissioner's office. Because you're actually, teams are not allowed to say publicly that they're in or out on a free agent, you know, because of collective bargaining rules. And so he prefaced the thing that he said by saying, you know, we're not interested, and that's probably going to be an issue. Now, what he said about how the fans don't like him, I think that if you were to actually put a thought balloon over his head, what he really meant was our players hate him. If you remember, the Orioles and Blue Jays had all kinds of blow-ups in the last couple of years, and Bautista was right in the middle of all of it.
Yep.
Jeez, Buster Olney joining us here on the Huddle with Rich and Arnie on 101.3 ESPN. Bryce Harper, $400 million, that's a drop in the bucket. Nobody should have a problem paying him that money, right?
Well, no, I don't think the Nationals ever will. I've been saying Rich will back me up for a long time. I think you might as well start fitting him for pinstripes. I mean, he's perfect for that ballpark. He's perfect for that market, and the Yankees will have a lot of payroll flexibility by then.
How about Mark Trumbo?
I think he's really scrambling. You know, the Orioles want him, but, there was a huge gap as of 2 hours ago between what he was looking for and what they were offering. I do think at some point those two sides will get together. This part confuses me. I don't know why the Orioles don't just tell Mark Trumbo, you know what, we got Encarnacion's phone number. We're calling him now. We're going to make him offer him something close to money we're offering you. I think that would probably get Trumbo moving.
Buster, how do things at the winter meetings go? I mean, do you just like stand behind two general managers and pretend like you're like a fly on the wall? Are they walking around and on their third drink, they're like, hey, let's make a trade or something like that? How does it work out there?
Well, the general managers hide. I was talking with one of the managers yesterday, and I'm like, hey, have you been out? He goes, no, I've gotten room service for 2 days. I can't go out in the hall because I've got all these people will immediately descend upon me. They're, you know, you have a job seekers convention here.
Oh, no.
You've got idiots like me, you know, hundreds of writers. I wrote in a column today about the dynamic. It's almost like you guys have seen those movies where they have the completely chaotic barroom fight.
Yes.
Except here, it's a bunch of nerd writers like me, and we're all just firing off tweets left and right. And so the general managers and the managers, generally speaking, try to stay out of harm's way.
I love it. Buster, thanks a lot, buddy. We always appreciate it. We'll speak to you next week.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Buster.
Buster Olney, ESPN.